cruise ship docks at Kingston Wharves for the first time in 5 years. And in our No Jamaica feature, the Kingston Harbour. This is Tourism Roundup. Welcome. Royal Caribbean's cruise vessel Monarch of the Seas has been acquired by Spain-based Pullman Tour Cruises and is now being operated as simply Monarch. At the time she was launched in 1991, Monarch was one of the largest ships in the world, with a capacity of 2,733 passengers. The ship holds her place in history for being the first ever major cruise vessel to have a woman captain at the helm. And Monarch created history once more on December 6 by being the largest ever cruise ship to call on Kingston. The ship docked at Kingston Wharves at approximately 6 a.m. as the first cruise vessel to call on that port in 5 years. Speaking before the ship's arrival, Vice President, Cruise Shipping and Marina Operations at the Port Authority of Jamaica, William Tatham, said there's a lot of interest in getting cruise ships to call more regularly on Kingston. However, it's a challenging task.
Kingston doesn't fall well on a traditional Western itinerary because it's on Jamaica's south coast. Cruise lines leaving out of North America like to do 4 ports of call in 7 days or 3 in 5 days. And the mere fact that the ship has to come around and hit Jamaica's south coast and southeast coast for that matter makes their next port of call a bit difficult. But there is a lot of interest, and so we have been actively trying to see, without trying to take any business from our existing ports, is there any opportunities there that we could explore and try and capture?
An opportunity arose in 2015 when it was discovered that there would be no berths available for the Monarch at Jamaica's ports on the north coast, Falmouth, Ocho Rios and Montego Bay, by the time the ship got to Jamaica on December 6, 2016.
So I proposed that why didn't they look at Kingston, which of course they were initially a little bit reluctant. There were about 3 calls. So the Port Authority was able to convince them to give it a shot. Let's give Kingston a try, which is important because we wanted to be able to demonstrate to the industry that Kingston is capable of having a ship and that tours could be successful and so on.
So over several months, the Port Authority, Kingston Wharves, the Ministry of Tourism, Immigrations and Customs Agencies and several other stakeholders worked together to ensure that all 2,700 passengers aboard the Monarch would have a memorable port call in Kingston. Monarch spent approximately 7 hours docked in Kingston from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. and during that period, tours were planned for several locations in Kingston and St. Andrew, including Port Royal, Devon House, the National Gallery, Bob Marley Museum, Emancipation Park and the Kingston Craft Market. Over 400 visitors even went as far as Duns River Falls in Ocho Rios, St. Anne, and made it back to the vessel in time for departure, thanks to the North-South Highway, which cut travel time in half. And a successful call it was. Mr. Tatham says the only little hiccup occurred early on when more passengers decided to take up the free shuttle to locations around Kingston than were anticipated. More buses were provided and 1,000 visitors took up the opportunity. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett, who was portside during the call by Monarch, said Pullman Tour was considering Kingston as one of the ports of call on its itinerary for the next 3 years.
We are very happy that Kingston is being considered as an itinerary and part of a program for you over the next 3 years. That's exciting for us because we have always felt that destination Kingston has a particular allurement, a particular charm, and a value of its own that is impatient of recognition.
Minister Bartlett presented the ship's captain with a plaque to commemorate the Monarch's visit to Kingston. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica segment, the Kingston Harbour is the 7th largest natural harbour in the world. It consists of an almost landlocked area of water, roughly 10 miles long and 2 miles wide. Much of this water, even close to shore, is deep enough to accommodate large ships. That's it for this edition of Tourism Roundup. Do join us again next week. Take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.